This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with in Egypt, family strife, the family divides, the promise renewed, and four kings against five. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips.
My mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste, O God, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the Lord commands empathy and not simply action. He doesn't tell us merely to love our neighbor, but to love our neighbor, even our enemies, as ourselves. And to do that, to do so, Jesus says, is to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. In the Sermon on the Plain of Luke 6, he puts it this way: be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Now, empathy is commanded because our fallen mind is not empathetic. It is selfish. When we consider our own actions, we make excuses. We want to be admired, and we think we've earned what we have, and that people should respect us. But when we look at the actions of others, we see serious character flaws, and people who were born with silver spoons in their mouths, or maybe they just got lucky. We all invoke a double standard and should be ashamed. If the mercy of our Father was reliant upon our being merciful, we would be condemned. If the judgment that you use against other people were used against you, there would be no hope. Because if you were not a hypocrite, you would never become angry at other drivers. We would never call the coaches and players of our favorite team idiots when they lose, as though we know more about the game or have more experience and talent than they do. All this to say that if the measure you use is used back on you, you're in big trouble. Now, you'd be in big trouble even if you had been fair, but you haven't. And so we must all repent. And yet, at the same time, we should notice this, that the standard the Lord gives here is not that if you are merciful, then your Father will be merciful. What he says is, be merciful. Your Father is merciful. Your Father is merciful. It doesn't depend on your being merciful as he is. It's simply a statement of fact that should then be reflected in your lives. But your actions do not make him what he is. In fact, we are all beggars. We are all unworthy of the love that has been lavished upon us. None of us lives out this love, this mercy, the way that Jesus has done to us. We are not merciful as our Father is merciful, not even close. And the deeper that we look into our hearts, the more hypocrisy we will find. And yet, even so, love is lavished upon us anyway. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Here is what ought to impress us, to take our breath away, to change our hearts and our minds: that the Lord removes the logs from our own eyes despite us, that he is merciful. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect embodiment of the law, for he is merciful as our Father is merciful. He does what we have never done. He loves us as he loves himself and does unto us what he would have done unto himself. He loves us perfectly, without fail, without holding anything back. He keeps the law for us and then allows the law to do to him everything that it should have done to us, and it counts for us. His good works, his mercy, his love are counted as ours, and our sins are counted as his. This mercy is full and without end. For the Lord Jesus proclaims, your Father is merciful. And he is. He is merciful whether we are or not, and his mercy is utterly unencumbered. He simply loves us. There is no baggage, no grudges, no regrets. He isn't afraid that we will reject him or take advantage of him again, even though he knows full well that we might. We might, but he will not stop. He will not quit. His mercy endures forever. And it is also without any deceit. He loves us from his very heart. There is no partiality, no double standard. For all of humanity has been reconciled to the Father and the Son and declared righteous. None are deserving. None are truly better than the others. None are lacking this saving love from God, though sadly, some lack faith and reject it. Some reject his mercy, but all are loved. The good and the bad, the greatest and the least, from the striving to be merciful repentant sinner to the hardened criminal. And thus he causes his Son to rise over the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust, even as he causes his Son to pay for every sin. You, therefore, should look upon all of humanity, the greatest and the least, the most despicable and immoral, the most self-righteous and arrogant, the braggarts and the boorish, and yes, even the rabid abortionist currently running for president, who despises the Christian church and the gospel she proclaims, to look upon them all and to see in them all those for whom Christ died, those whom he loves. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. How much you are merciful or how often you fail at this is not a cause of his mercy. He simply is and continues to be merciful to us, and we receive it. And this mercy is free. It is unchanging and inexhaustible. Your Father is merciful. You, therefore, says Jesus, should reflect that mercy and love of God to one another. You should be changed by it. For when he looks at you, he does not see a log or speck in your eye. He does not see any flaw or lack of mercy. He sees perfection, an immaculate bride, a friend. Your Father is merciful because that is his nature, because he is good, because he is love. And this mercy is poured out, lavished, shaken together, and overflowing in Christ, in the cup of his blood, given to you to drink for the forgiveness of your sins, that you would be joined to him, to angels and archangels, and to all the company of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
I believe God the Father Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In our prayers, we pray for Diane, wife of the seminary's chief advancement officer, as she undergoes surgery. Hear my prayer, O Lord. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you. Hide your face from my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with your spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. O Lord and God, to whom we flee in great distress, be not far from Diane during her surgery. Comfort her soul with your Holy Spirit and give her courage in the faith through her recovery, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, cleanse us by the power of your redeeming blood that in purity and peace we may worship and adore your holy name. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.